So, Martin, looking forward to what's set to be a bumper weekend of Gaelic Games action in the Ulster Senior Championship. All three Northwest counties involved. The best scenario is that two are going to go through to the semi-finals. We're going to have to wait and see which two it will be. Our feature game here in Highland on Sunday is Donegal against Derry. And I think it's fair to say we're going to be expecting, well, Donegal is going to be expecting more of a test than what Down presented the last time to Declan Bonner's side.
Yeah, so as we say, there's no doubt about that it'll be a far bigger test than Down. You know, you're very disappointed, you know, in the Down performance the last day. You know, I mean, knowing Down teams in the past and everything else, you expect them to put up a bigger fight and everything else. I mean, the game was over at the first water break. Basically, it was over. You knew, being at the game, that the game was over, that, you know, no matter whenever, Donegal, I suppose, what happened came out of that game was there weren't much word of the match. It was all the talking point was Michael Murphy's injury and everything else. But, you know, Down, you know, I have to say, they're very disappointing. But, yeah, Derry, it's a local derby. I remember back in my time, that was the big team, was Donegal and Derry were the big rivals in the late 80s and early 90s, and great rivalry. And they're coming back. I think Derry have been in five of the last six minors Ulster finals. They've been in five of them. Yeah. And, you know, they've won it this year as well. The under-17 this year, they've won it. So, yeah, Derry definitely. There's a buzz about Derry. I know that, you know, the successful club team in Sloughneil as well, but there's a big, big buzz in Derry at the minute. And, you know, their confidence, they haven't been beaten in the league. They haven't lost a match of all the matches they played, the five games they played, they won them all. So, yeah, coming with a lot of confidence and definitely be a better test than Down for Donegal.
Yeah, and before we look at Donegal, they've been scoring high, Derry, which hasn't sort of been what we've seen Derry do over the last number of years. And Joe Brawley said the exact same thing that you said, that they were coming back. They're improving, Derry, so they are. They need to get back to a position where they can contend in Ulster. Are they far away from that, Martin, or do they still have a bit to go? Or maybe are we looking too much at Derry because it was Division 3 that they were playing and there's a huge gulf between Division 3 and Division 1?
It's great to hear Joe giving credit to Derry. He's normally giving out about them and not there. So, I think, you know, you've given me the stats here. And 4 is 688 in the five games they played. And against is 344. I mean, just double scores and that there. And, you know, they're scoring really well. Now, they're playing, you know, they play a system of football that everybody's playing. Everybody's trying to follow, suppose, the Dublin model. That's what everybody follows. And they're definitely playing that type of football, you know. And, But they've played against teams in the lower divisions, and, you know, with no, say, McKenna Cup or anything else like that there, or any other, you know, they haven't played against the Division 1 team. Now they're coming up against the first Division 1 team they have played in Donegal. So it's, you know, suppose the pressure's off them, all the pressure's on Donegal, because they've achieved what they probably wanted to achieve for the year, everything else a bonus. But in saying that, we know Derry team's coming, and, you know, as I said, you know, they've been scoring well, 688, as we said, in the five games. And Shane McGuigan's been a big scorer. He's scored like 234, one penalty and 19 frees and one sideline. You know, look at that. And then Niall Loughlin's the other good scorer. Each of them left foot and right foot. And Niall Loughlin scored 116. And, you know, the big one I was just looking at here when you give me these stats is the midfield. Emmett Bradley's got 7 points in the middle of the field from play, and Conor Glass has got 5. Now, you can say the opposition wasn't as good, but that's 12 points from play coming from the middle of the field. There are not many teams in Ireland that would have that. You know, Dublin wouldn't even have that. Yeah. Coming from their midfield, it was James McCarthy and Brian Fenton.
But it's so, back to the point, they're playing Division 3 teams, Martin. They'll not get as much room on Sunday against Donegal as what they had in the games in their league.
Yeah, you're spot on there. Well, please God they don't anyway. Yeah. You know, but they're two good footballers and they've got a very strong midfield and them two players. And, you know, Conor Glass wins a lot of dirty ball in that area, and he's very successful at fetching in that area where Emmett Bradley likes to cover the ground and get on the end of balls when it mattered. You know, and he scores big scores, Emmett Bradley there in the middle of the field. But, you know, we look at it, they're based on which is not a bad thing from Derry's point of view, on two clubs, one very successful in Sloughneil and one, you know, have won minors and everything else in under 21 but haven't been successful yet is Glenn Mara, haven't been successful yet at senior level, but there's 12 players that could play a part on Sunday between the two teams, and each of them have 6 there, you know, and 10 of them at least I'll play, you would think. 8 of them definitely start, and maybe 9 of them starting, because Karen McCaig is actually fit again back playing, and Brendan Rodgers, so you expect them to. Maybe Rodgers especially will start. They could start Callum McCaig as well. So, like, it's a big, you know, two clubs. It's strong. that base of two clubs and everything else. So, yeah, look, they're coming. Derry football's coming. They're definitely, and it's good to see them back there. It's great to see there's a bit of, you know, there's pride back in them and everything else. And they seem to want him in the past. Derry were always, there was a lot of trouble at Derry club football and a lot of arguments and fights at Derry club football. And they weren't, you know, going to games. There were probably tension in the dressing room. That seems to be gone now. And they seem to be really getting on well. And, you know, Chrissy McKeag is leading them really well. You know, I'm just the other stat to see here. You know, they're lucky maybe in a way with injuries and everything else. 12 players have played in the five games to date. Now, normally not many other teams could say that. So they have maybe a smaller squad than other teams and everything else, but they're lucky enough with injuries so far. Now they're starting to get players back from injury as well.
Yeah. Let's focus on Donegal. Huge boost from the outset. We've been told this week Michael Murphy is fit to play, and it's the sort of game you're going to need him in, Martin, is it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's a lot of ex-Donegal footballers out there saying we're not going to need him against Derry and everything else. I think that's, I don't like to hear that, to tell you the truth, people saying that and everything else, because I think, you know, you have to respect for every team. And all we have to say is we took our eye off the ball against Cavan last year. And maybe we were looking at Dublin ahead and we didn't have to do this or didn't do that. We found out that we had to do everything and we should have done everything right and we should have prepared right for it and had it right and get over the line. So it's the same thing with this thing here. If Michael Murphy is fit, we're definitely going to need him. And, you know, what he does is he takes pressure off the other players and everything else. Particularly the word is that Oran McNeillis and Oisin Gallen are back as well. So that's all great news and good news that we look like we have a clean bill of health. And it's not a bad time to be getting that clean bill of health. And hopefully that Michael Murphy is fit. I mean, the medical people and Michael Murphy himself. There's nobody knows better than the player himself if he's fit to go. And I take it, you know, in the down game, he would have said himself, I'm ready to go. It was going well in the week of training and everything else. Unfortunately, you know, what he picked up, but hopefully it wasn't too bad. Yeah, look, I believe we're going to need Michael Murphy and hopefully he's fit to play.
Yeah, it's a huge game. What about the matchups, Martin, on this one? Because they're going to be key, so they are.
Yeah, they're going to be key. And you expect Rory Goller, who knows Donegal ends it out, that it'll definitely be Michael Murphy if he plays, Paddy McBearty, Ryan McHugh, Owen Van Galler, these players are going to definitely be, you know, they're going to be targeted, or they're going to be players that he's going to try to match up with. And, you know, we look at it, if Brendan Rodgers plays, you expect Brendan Rodgers and Chrissy McKeag, one of them will pick up Michael Murphy, another will pick up Paddy McBearty if Michael Murphy plays. And looking at that, the other matchup, I think, and I was at the Derry game in Croke Park, the Offaly game in Croke Park, I was at it, and Gareth McInnes, the centre-back, was the best player in the field. By a long shot, the best player in the field. I think Donegal have to mark him. They have to put a player on him that's going to stay with him and mark him. Can't afford to allow him. He's got a lot of pace. He controlled the whole match, particularly the first half when it mattered. Emmett Bradley and Conor Glass in the middle of the field. The midfield battle is going to be important. I know Donegal like to play with Hugh McFadden maybe dropping deep to sweep it. It's important. And I know we put Oran McFadden Ferry to midfield against Down on Keelan Mooney. It's important that we get that midfield sector right. And the other thing that's going to be very important is the kickouts. Now, Oran Lynch, who plays in goals for Derry, is doing really well. He's actually maybe an outfield player, played outfield, now turned into a good goalkeeper. I know we've a top goalkeeper in Sean Patton, but the kickouts are becoming very, very important. We saw that even Oisin against Down, and even in the games he's played to date, the kickouts are very important.
Yeah. Ryan McHugh was the man pulling the strings and controlling things the last day and down. You mentioned Gareth McInnes done it for Derry. Is it going to be a job for Ryan again on Sunday, or is there somebody else going to step up to the plate and be able to orchestrate things, Martin?
Well, I'd say that Derry will have a player to mark Ryan probably, but they could have, you right, Ryan could have maybe given it, Ryan McHugh could be given a job maybe to mark, maybe Gareth McInnes even to push him up and get. We don't know what's going to happen there. The management, that'll be, there's a lot of tactics and everything we've discussed and everything else. But yeah, I think that, you know, the game against Down, you know, even though it wasn't that competitive, it's going to help, you know, like Steve McMenamin, giving him that extra game, getting another game under his belt, you know, back after injury and everything else, you know. And I think the big plus in the whole thing with Donegal is that you would feel that, you know, Donegal, you would feel by a squad of a better squad than Derry, because, you know, players, and that's the important thing. The squad becomes very, very important, and that, you know, things are competitive and everything else, and that'll make a big, big difference. And I think that, you know, as I said, you know, Ryan McHugh probably going to be marked. We'll say, as I said, Gareth McKinnon's been marked. You'll have Owen Van Galler not want, Derry will not want him running up the field. And then they'll have, like, Brendan Rodgers, if he plays, could be pushing forward from the half. I remember a famous game that Kilcar played Slochneilan, and Brendan Rodgers played really, really well. Paddy McBearty got 10 points, but Brendan Rodgers played well that day. So that could be back to that battle again Sunday. So there's a lot of matchups and everything else, but, you know, you feel that the home advantage, you would hope, Oisin, would make a difference. That Donegal have a good record in Ballybuffet. They're hard to beat in Ballybuffet and everything else. So you'd hopefully that home record would make a difference.
Yeah, and you're expecting a much tighter game, are you?
Oh, that's going to be a lot tighter. I know people are saying about Derry, you know, the Division 3 and everything, that's a test and everything. I know of Ulster football, you know. I know it. I won myself when I was playing in 1983. I think we won the Ulster Championship from Division 3. I don't think it matters in Ulster. You know, we saw Cavan won it last year and won Division 4. This is going to be a tough match. This is a local derby. Derry have a lot of good footballers, and it's been proven at club level and proven, you know, how much they've improved even since last year. And they pushed Armagh to a point last year in the Championship, and they've improved immensely since that there. So, yeah, it's going to be a big battle. It's going to be a tough game, and it's going to be a good game. And whoever comes through it, it'll stand for them. You know, if you don't pick up any injuries or red cards, it'll stand for where either team comes through against either Tyrone or Cavan.
Right. Speaking of Tyrone or Cavan, we'll go to the Ulster champions first of all, Martin. And the 6 months after winning the Anglo-Celt Cup has turned out to be one of the most disappointing in the history of Cavan, after hitting the highs of winning Ulster and now the lows of relegation. What's going on in the Breffni County ahead of this championship encounter? Can they get themselves together for this game?
Yeah, that's a big question. Oisín, you know, they went from being the best team in Ulster to the worst team in Ulster in a period of, 7 months or whatever. And, you know, disappointing. But I was down in Cavan during the week. They're confident. It's funny. They say about them, they're confident. They feel, you know, they've let the supporters down and let themselves down, and they're really going to be up for this match. And, you know, I think they'll put it up to Tyrone, because, you know, Tyrone got that big hammering in Kerry and everything else. And, you know, it depends on, I know Cal McShane's back for Tyrone will make a big difference. And he's got a couple of games under his belt. They played Roscommon in a challenge game, you know, and I think they played Cork in a challenge game. So got them couple of games under his belt make a difference. You expect Tyrone to come through, but Cavan are confident. Thomas Galligan had, I think, a broken hand, but he's back playing, and I expect to see him inside in the full forward lane, and they will try to target the Tyrone full back lane, high balls and everything else. I wouldn't rule Cavan out. It's very hard to see them coming back from it, but there's definitely a sting in them, and there has to be a sting in them and a kick in them. And I know the people at Cavan are very disappointed, supporters and everything else, and I would say nobody's given them a chance, which is not a bad way. But sure, nobody gave them a chance in last year's Ulster final either, including the Cavan. Most of the Cavan people didn't give them a chance. So I wouldn't rule them out, but it's going to take a massive performance from them. And Tyrone are, you know, you have to think there'll be a kick in them as well after the Kerry game. So listen, I expect Tyrone to be good enough to come through, particularly, I think, Cal McShane back's a big plus for Tyrone.
Yeah. Is there much pressure around this game for Tyrone, Martin? Do you think it's been heaped on, obviously, the new management? They have to get over the line. The league ended badly. It's a new era for Tyrone football. There's high expectation. All that pressure can get to a group at times, so it can.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and the big thing is, it's you know, a new management team and how they're coping and everything else. Joint managers, it's always something, it's different, you know, it is different than everything else. You know, there are not many of them, and a lot of them in the past didn't work. It's not an easy situation now. I know they came from maybe doing it at underage level or whatever. It's a lot easier at underage level to do it. It's a difficult enough thing to do. And then you've, you know, the backup and everything else. But we know Tyrone, you know, when they're the most dangerous, when they're down nearly. And you know, they have a lot of quality players. They have a lot of players, Tyrone, and, you know, you still, you know, the Kerry thing was a wake-up call for them, a big wake-up call. Suppose they didn't expect to beat Kerry anyway. Then they got a couple of challenge games, and they have a lot of quality players. And, you know, the likes of Matty Donnelly, Peter Hart, we know them all, Hamshi. These players are big players. And then you have McShane, you know, is a big one. Then McKenna, Conor McKenna, maybe has got that extra year under his belt. Look, I expect Tyrone are favourites every year, as you said, for the Ulster Championship. They're always favourites. There's a lot of pressure on them, you know, and there's a bit of pressure on the management, surely, because look at how successful that Mickey Hart has been and everything else with them and everything else. So it's a change. It's a big change. And, you know, you don't really know until the championship. And we'll know far more about them after Saturday to see how they perform.
Yeah. So Tyrone and Donegal, you're going for to come through these two games at the weekend?
Yeah, I am. I'll go for Tyrone. I think Tyrone will have too much, especially with the game in Omagh. Breffni, I'll say that. I think Donegal is going to be a big match, a tough match, but I still think that, I think the fact that Orrin McNeilis, I just feel that I know what the quality has. I think if we get him off the bench and he's good enough for him, I think he could make the difference. I think the bench could make the difference with Donegal. Now, Derry will probably tell you they have a good bench as well, but I just think Donegal bench make a difference. And, it's a big year for the Donegal, for the management and the team, you know, after what happened last year. This is a big year for everybody. So hopefully, you know, big performance and get ready to move on. And it'll be a battle. But I think, yeah, I think Donegal will be about 3 points.
Yeah. Just one more question. Do you think whoever comes through this side of the draw is going to be in a stronger position come the Ulster final? Is the potential winner out of this side, Martin?
But people say the favourites are going to come out of this side. You think that still, I think Tyrone are favourites and Donegal are second favourites. But, you know, a lot of people weren't very impressed with Monaghan, with these young players they put in and everything else, and they're going well. And I was at the Armagh game last Sunday, and Armagh were very, very impressive, particularly when they pushed up on Antrim in the second half. So, look at it. It's very open. Ulster has evened off completely. And any one of these teams we're talking about, I mean, Ulster champions are Cavan. You know, you have Tyrone, your favourites. You have Derry come in good position to feel that they can win it. You have Monaghan and Armagh feel they won in Donegal. It's a good situation. It was the way it used to be in the past. There's not a wild lot between any of them teams on any given day. So, you know, Monaghan and Cavan, it'll be a massive semi-final. It's a big semi-final because both them teams, you know, one of them need to get to a final for different reasons and everything else. But that'll be a big semi-final, a good semi-final. So I think whatever way it goes, Oisín, we'll have two very good semi-finals. Maybe it's our own wee battle up in Ulster and everything else. I don't think we're as good as we were in the past, but we'll have two good semi-finals and a good final. And the big thing this year about one in Ulster is, in my opinion, you avoid Dublin. You'll be playing probably Kerry, people say, but whoever wins it, everyone's also be playing Kerry in a semi-final. And no, we saw, you know, we're not leave the Tyrone game out of it completely. I was down in Kerry League game, but you saw Donegal played Kerry that time in Croke Park, and you know the teams go to Croke Park to play Kerry, and you give yourself a fighting chance in such whoever gets that situation, and it could be any of them teams I'm after naming can get through. So I'm looking forward to it because I think we didn't have many good games so far, very poor matches, but I think from now on we'll have a good Ulster Championship.